Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
This morning I'll be sharing with you on breaking through satanic resistance. Last Sunday, we're looking at movement. The number we say, okay, I want to start to move. We should know there will be resistance. So today, I'm going to be showing you how do I break through any resistance in life, no matter how severe. Yes, how do I let all demons, how do I break through? You will not just come to church and hear word and go. May this word prosper you. When the father is talking to the son, he listens. When general is talking to his battalion, they listen. Because the battle of life is not general. The battle of life is individual. Your battle is not my battle. But when you listen, you will see that no matter how, you will remember that I have been taught. It's like a child writing an exam. You will not fail. Amen. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. How can Satan resist not just a priest, but a high priest? And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee. Oh, Satan. Even the Lord that are choosing Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of fire? Now Joshua was clothed with a filthy garment. Is anybody here this morning? You are wearing a filthy garment. That garment will catch fire. And he stood before the angel of the Lord. And he stood before the angel, okay? And he answered and said unto those that stood before him, take away the filthy garment from him. So anybody wearing a filthy garment today that is making life to resist you, that garment shall be taken away. Yeah. And he said unto him, behold, I've caused thy iniquity to pass from thee. God is going to forgive your sin and all your mistakes the Lord will correct for you today. Yeah. Finish it for me. And I will clothe you. I'm the only one here. And I will clothe you. That will be your testimony. If you are the one I pray for now, shout a big amen. Joshua, the high priest, not just a priest, with all the unction he carried, yet Satan resisted him. Oh my God, some people came to church to look like as they are in the stadium. I pray for you today. I pray for you on this side today that any power resisting you shall let go. To resist means to block. To resist means to oppose. To resist means to obstruct. To resist means there is no movement. Restriction means stay where you are. And once there is restriction, there's no movement. And since there's no movement, there's no speed. Now, a person is supposed to go from here to the back there, but right in front here, they have resisted him. Resistance is like a wall. Except it's brought down, the person is not going anywhere. Look at me. Resistance gives birth to delay. When you are resisted, you'll be delayed. Because when you get there, you have to return. Resistance makes sure that men have no achievement to show. Resistance makes sure that men are opposed and they remain where they are. This is only for 100 of you very quickly. Whatsoever part has been resisting you shall give way today in the name of Jesus. Resistance means to prevent something from happening. No marriage happening. No celebration happening. No childbirth happening. No thank you, Jesus, in that house. No fulfillment. No breakthrough. Because something has been restricted. Can I still pray for you before I get out of this place? The resistance and the force and power behind your life will let go by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said you are sitting in the dream. It ends now. Resistance cause you move one step, but you go back 100 steps. Resistance makes sure that a person remains stagnated. Saying the story of years, stale stories, sour stories, on the spot, nothing to show, no achievement, and he's praying, and he's going to church. What have I done wrong? You've not done anything wrong, my dear. It's just that you are resisted. Can I pray for you? Whoever, whatever, wherever you are resisted, I pray, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, they are not here. Am I in the right church? I said, you receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly show you the dangers of resistance before I drop this microphone. When you are resisted, you count days and years and you are delayed because you have nothing to show. Resistance, it said no to answer prayers. Resistance frustrates answer prayers. Resistance mock your prayer altar. Shebi, they pray. Resistance makes sure that a Christian have no movement in life. Where they left you, that is where you are. That will not be your portion. Resistance makes sure that prayer is not manifested in somebody's life. He's just going to church. He has nothing to say. He has nothing to show. May your breakthrough be bigger than your age. Resistance causes failure at the altar of prayer. She's praying all she can pray, but what does she have to show? Resistance leads to discouragement. Resistance leads to frustration. Resistance leads to embarrassment. Okay, you want to go there, you are blocked. You want to be blocked, you're frustrated. Resistance leads to unprofitable delay. Resistance leads to excuses. Can I pray on top of your head? Today, you are leaving that satanic bus stop. Yeah. I want to read for you. Joshua chapter 6 verse 1. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. There are some doors that are shut up because of you. They said, make sure social person doesn't pass here. Lift up your hands to connect to this altar as I pray this prayer on top of your life. Are you connected already? The door they closed because of you. Jehovah will break them open. The door they close because of your children, Jehovah will break them open. The door they close because of your lifting, Jehovah will break them open. The Bible says Paul and Silas were locked up. When the angel got their gate open, I decree gates will open for you. If you are the only one I pray for now, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. A great opposition and resistance can divert somebody. You have been trying. What? I beg, let me go to another. You try to enter university, it doesn't work. You try to do this, it doesn't work. He said, let me divert. Some diversion leads to shame. Some diversion leads to shame. Lady tried and tried and tried to marry. She was not going to marry. There, nobody was marrying her. At 50, she said she wants to go and do insemination. You know insemination now? I said, you want to do artificial? Are you fine? He said, Shebi, it's just to buy the sperm. Do you know the person that owns the sperm? Do you know madmen have sperm? Yeah, you don't know? Madmen has sperm. Yes. Somebody have madness once a year. You want to collect the sperm? The child will grow up and be saying, mommy, pwah. Is that what you want? And I say, okay, daddy, I want to go and adopt. Adopt where? He said, I've prayed for 52 years. I'm 52. And God brought a husband at 53. And the husband is a man that when you see, you want to kidnap him. everything about him is excellency. Too beautiful. Too much. And people asking, idiot, where have you been? Where have you been? And don't make mistake. The man wasn't younger than her. That I got brought 23. Everybody have problem. We are just packaging it. It is you that tell people your own problem. When they didn't know you, I even tell them when they don't ask you. So somebody say, yesterday, before they feel that, Emi pa pa, you begin to say your own. Oh, praise God. And the Lord told them, don't marry in Nigeria. Carry yourself, both of you, come out. Go and marry in Ivory Coast. Go and marry somewhere else. And everybody is on Pastor Femi again. This man is on his too much. All the people they have planned for them on that marriage. Which is a useless pastor. Pastor Lori Bruko will also become a marriage in the Lego. I said, put the venue in Lagos that morning, travel. The day of their marriage, they travel. By a prophet, they are preserved. Say anything about me, no problem. They married in Ivory Coast. Send a picture. And people were crazy. Can you imagine? What they say you will not achieve, you do it instead. So today, I want to show you that, yes, let me tell you, there will be restriction in life. Oh. There will be restriction. And now, when you know this, that you teach it to your children, there will be no, but there will be restriction. And you will be surprised. The people behind your restriction, they are laughing with you, they are playing with you, they are hugging you, but they are saying, oh, Lord, say, I know ni long. Oh, ni long. Can I pray for you? Wallo. Yeah. I don't know it in Yoruba, in Igbo. I say you will break through. Yeah. Breaking through resistance and feel listening is what we call she has broken through. You will break through in life. Yeah. Are you the one I pray for now? Yeah. Let me hear the Lord say amen. Yeah. So when there's so much opposition, the person will say, oh, I beg. Let me divert. Some of you are already diverted now. Some of you are tired now. Don't be tired. The Lord will make a way for you. Yeah. Let me show you something before I draw the microphone. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. Wherefore, we will have come unto you, even I, Paul. Once, you see, several times I tried to come, not to play with you, to preach. But Satan hindered us. Paul was restricted. So don't be surprised. I'm still showing you dangers of restriction. Look at me. Restriction makes one's mate, look at me, to overtake the person. Restriction makes the person that is younger to you to talk to anyhow. Say, Shebi, you say you call yourself a married man. Look at you. You don't even have anything to show. That is what restriction, because it makes you to stay with some useless fellows. You are leaving that spot. Yeah. Restriction makes man to remain on the spot. Can I pray for you? Every anointing of one spot, you are breaking through them in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look at me. Restriction makes a man look as if he's not serious in life. You see that guy, go serious. Who told you? Oh, that one, he's not serious. He has tried his best. Otisu. Is anybody in the house today that you are tired? Receive fresh hope. Yeah. I'm not. I say receive fresh hope in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Restriction makes man to suffer. Restriction makes man to cry. Hidden tears. You just hide. You'll be crying. Restriction makes man to live without any testimony, nothing to show for it. So when I tell you to pray, you know what you are facing. But I want to show you how you can break through restriction. That's where I'm going to. But I'm telling you, what's the meaning of restriction? You've got to know. Restriction produces frustration. Look at me. I was talking to one of my daughter last night, and she was broken. I said, you don't know anything. If God allowed the plan of your enemy for you to come to pass, you will not even have mouth to talk now. you would have turned to a vegetable somewhere. Now, when a member has problem, it talks to Pastor Abby. When the pastor has problem, who does he talk to? Where did you see God? Yeah. The only thing that will not happen to me is I'm not going to be frustrated. But everybody goes through hard, funny times. When I say funny times, you're saying, no, this is not what I bank for in life. But sitting down and now be, no, that's not my. So instead, I will sit down, strategize, plan, work to come out of that. Because every new level, there are new devils there. And can I quickly tell you this now? Please listen to me. There are people and battle, wicked enemies. Look at me. They are down. They bring problem to you. Look at me. Don't go down to fight them. Because if you go down to fight them, they will beat you with experience. You are not evil like them. You can't fight them on that level. Are you listening to me? You are not dirty like them. They will beat you on that level. Timobabinu, weary ni me. They are more weary than you. So you don't fight them on this level. Are you listening to me now? So you have to bring them up and deal with them with divine skills. Can I pray for you? You will see the end of your problem. Is there only one person I just pray for now? You will see the end of your problems. Expression makes manifest and blessing not to come. You turn here, there's nothing. What's happening? There is restriction. You are being restricted. So I go teach you today. Last week, I was teaching about movement. Abi? So today, I want to move now. And you are being restricted. What do I do? So after this, may you have something to show. Let me show you three things, three factors that sponsors restriction. You've got to deal with these ones before you pray. Number one, wrong or faulty foundation. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? And some of you here listening to me now, there are restrictions in your foundation. Restricting powers in your foundation. Look at me. How many people succeeded or are succeeding in your family? There is a power that says all of us remain on this level. Look at me. There are powers that say no. Any glory, any person that want to rise in that family, they do what? They bring the person down. So there is restricting power in your foundation. Lift up your hands and pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't like your response. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not ready. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus. If my foundation is resisting me, nothing, I'm not hearing it again. If my foundation is resisting me, oh God, arise today and set me free by fire. You have 1 minute to pray. Go ahead. I can't believe you are pausing now. I can't believe you are pausing now. Every restriction from my foundation, let go of me. Are they praying? Say, let go of me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, Martin, we pray. Let the Spirit of God go to your foundation and set you free now. Sit down, but don't go down. The second thing, I said three things. The second thing is that when the enemy rises against you, the rise of the enemy can cause restriction in your life. Matthew 13, verse 28 says, the enemy has done this. The enemy has done this. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 13, 28. Look at me. Resistance cannot operate in isolation. Yeah. First, you must know that the plan of God for you, they are good. John 10:10. I came to give you life abundantly. But the devil will use one or two people as enemy to try to stop you. Maybe as you are here now, the Bible says how the disease range, the people imagine venting, the kings of the world said to themselves. So, the Bible says again that the enemy said, I will pursue him. Now, listen to me. You need to know very early in life, if it is your foundation that is troubling you, or if it is enemy that is troubling you. And if it is enemy that is troubling you, look at me, you have to tell God, look at me, to silence them or kill them for you. Look at me there. The Bible said the earnest expectations, oh God, they are waiting for your manifestation. But a sister power will make sure that you don't pass across the border to the extent that you will manifest. Permit me to pray. May the Lord silence them for you. See, until you conquer restriction, you cannot break through. Imagine, that's the way, but it's blocked. Where are you going to go now? I had a revelation some years back during COVID. And in that revelation, I was invited to preach somewhere. All ministers that go about, he said, they invite you to preach. Listen to me. And when I got to the place, there was a door I entered. And so many people were waiting for me. So we sat down, waiting that we will call, that will preach. I found that nobody called, and we're just sitting down there. So I stood up and I said, is there no going to be preaching? What's happening here? And I said, well, I think I need to go. The same door I came in, that door has been cemented and painted, so nobody can go out again. Yes. So when I stood up, I looked everywhere. This was the place what happened? So immediately, I quickly switched to my father's side. You know the father's side? I switched to the spiritual side. And I quote the Bible. The Bible says, I am the way. The father make a way. So everybody was now queuing behind me so they can come out of the place. The Lord made a way. The wall broke down. And I came out of it. Immediately I came out. People started rushing behind me. You know, it's not easy when you come out of prison. But it was a church. But we were all locked in. Nobody goes in. Nobody goes out. And I said, not me. Somebody said, not me. Somebody said, not me. Not be me. You must know how to break through resistance. I've been to places they don't like my face, but I need to be there. I broke the resistance. So how do I do it? I'm going to teach you today. And so when I've taught you, thy word have I hidden that I may not sin against you. When you don't know some things, your approach might be bad and you can sin against God. So I'm teaching you now. If it is enemy, okay, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:9, it's a great door has been opened unto me. He said, but there are many adversaries. Enemy day. Waiting day. Enemy day. Some will just hate your child. Some will just hate your son. People wonder, what has he done? You don't know. If only some of you parents know what your children are going through in school, you will change the school of that child. And that's why when they are talking to you, please listen to them. But no, I'm too busy, Jared. You talk too much. That is the same school everybody's going. I remember my second daughter telling us, she said she's not going to her school again. And I said, what do you want? I took her to another school. She said she's not going again. I took her to another school. And finally I said, daddy, I'm going back to that school again. I took her back to that school. So there is no story. You have gone through here. But you will not listen to them. This was the same lady that told me, sir, I want to bless all the teachers in my arm. Came back and said, I want to leave the school. But you don't have money to leave the school? But have you prayed and find out why? A family gave birth to a son here. And I said, go and pray very well. Get me number of Bibles. This child, they are going to attack the boy's leg. And they didn't do it. He might be in the service now. They didn't do it. Until the boy was 6 months, 8 months. And they came from school one day. And they said they have caught the boy's sandal or shoe. And they ran to church. And I said, you don't know anything. I told you something 6 months ago. 8 months ago. You think I'm joking? They will soon cut his leg. They are just coming. That standard, they're telling you, will they come? What did that small boy do to them in the school? And they cut the standard. But if it is you, say, you cover with blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. It is sealed. Fire. Your koboko is sealed. And the fire is coming. When you have a priest in the house, and God, Oshanwe, we will do this. He said, what? This small boy. So people's resistance started from the womb. The boy that was supposed to be born 9 months, 10 months, he didn't come. 11 months. You should know there is something about that child. But no. The country that gives visa to everybody, you got there, they refuse to give you visa. You should know something is wrong. Lift up your hands. Every enemy surrounding my breakthrough. Say, let me hear you now. You are not born again yet. Let me hear it. Go. You are just starting. Say, let me hear loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, bring them down. Say, one by one. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. If somebody pray. One after the other. Father, bring them down. Are you praying here? I see the door, but enemy Boku. Is he praying? Is my brother praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down, but don't go down. Look at me. Anywhere I see resistance, because there's something about you that is very, very interesting to the enemy. So don't make sure she doesn't have it. Make sure. It's because something's about you. Everybody married in peace, they don't let you marry in peace. Everybody do business. One woman, she saw pure water did not say. So I told her, move. She moved. And I stood up, and people were buying the pure water from pure water. I said, nobody buy again. I said, Benny, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Pure water. I said, shift. People were buying. People were buying. People were buying. Within 10 minutes, I sold 2 bags. He said, Daddy, you're 15. I said, I'm 15. Come and say. He got there. 1 hour, nobody bought. Pure water. Pure water. Not gold, yo. Because. Oh God, let me see your hand. Her power resisting money from coming to your hands. You have been very great, but they are resisting you. See, without mercy, let God bring them down. Yeah. Sit down, but don't go down. I said 3 major areas, factors responsible for resistance. I said, number one is what? I'm not hearing you. I want you to remember. It's what? Number two is what? The rise of enemy. And number three, don't forget it in your life. Your personal mistake. Errors. If you are listening now, listen to me. As you are growing, sir, ma, look at me. Reduce your mistakes. I want you to say what I said now. Say it. Go. Because that mistake will resist you. And the more you age, the more you are tired. As you grow, reduce your mistake. Whatever you want, stick with it and don't stop joking with your future. See, I hear you. Now, under that one, let me give you 3 areas you must not make mistake in life. Number one, don't make mistake in marriage. Number two, don't make mistake in health. Don't make mistake. It's very important. If you make mistake in your location, you can leave the location. But make mistake, you can. But marriage, health. Number three, finance. How do you spend your money? You spend on your money on people that doesn't like you. They don't like your face. Don't make mistake. Please, there are so many things on the internet now. I'm hearing one yesterday. How to go through the great tribulation. And it's a very powerful pastor. And he said there's no rapture. I said it to you. My heart broke. I was crying. I said, why? And he was teaching them. I said, what? Please, I beg, make you read your Bible yourself. Oh. After service, carry your Bible and check. What did I tell you? If I make mistake, come and say, oh, you make me, I'll correct myself. And he was talking and talking with so much charisma. I said, you see, I have checked. There is no rapture. Eh? He said, I've checked the document. Hey. Come and see crowd. And they were doing like this. One Miyoshi. Writing nonsense down. Check your Bible. The same person that said tithe is good yesterday was said tithe is not good today. And you'll be doing like this. Is that what the Bible said? 3 years, you must not make mistake. Your marriage and your finance. When you have any money, what do you do first? And say that. What do you do first? Remove the tithe. Remove the tithe. There are things that happen when you are praying. You say, God, but I paid my tithe. And God will say, I owe it on you. But I paid the tithe. I'll pass the level of that. I said, but God, I gave you everything I have. The day they were going to destroy themselves, thinking they will kill my two daughters, that day I gave God all the pounds sterling I have, all the dollars I had. My children escaped. Can I pray for you? You escape. Three areas you must not make mistake again. Number one, I'm not liking it. All. Number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? You have pain at the back of your head. You took Panadol for 3 days. Stop. Go to the hospital. Hospital tried. They didn't work. Then move to spiritual. Don't say we are Panadol. You will become dull. Stop immediately. Don't say we have covenant or peace in our church. No. Take care of yourself. If you see my drugstore, you will confirm again. Is he born again? I am overborn. But I take drugs. When I say drugs, ESCC. When I say drugs, I take medicine. Oh, they say your pastor said it. We had it today. And now medicine. And don't treat yourself or myself medication. Go and do tests. And after test, go to the pharmacy. Somebody say, I hear you. Some people die just before their breakthrough. It was close to me. We prayed. He was called in Delta. Delta Goja. They called him. Secure this place and this place for us. He sent money home. We were happy. All of a sudden, he was sick. Go to the hospital. He said, we're fine. Our director, go to the hospital. He died. Right in front of our eyes. You are stingy to yourself. They will come mercy for you. Say, you told the king. Because of what? Is it as expensive as coffee? I'm asking you now, is it as expensive as coffee? Should I be telling you the name of medicine here again? You don't mind, but don't be me and you. Search for your own medicine. I use my medicine. God no go verse. Three things. Area you must not make mistake. Number one. Number two. Now that you are married, you now call husband. I'm not saying that we have made mistake. That is between both of you. That's not what I'm preaching about today. Should I continue? If you are still here, shout hallelujah. If you don't know where you are, shout amen. Good. How does God handle resistance? See, God handles resistance by bringing them down. Can I pray for you? Oh, you got people here. Can I pray for you? Every resistance against you, we bring them down. How does God handle resistance? God, by scattering them. Whoever is resisting you, I decree they scatter. How does God handle resistance? Number three, by planting confusion among them. They will fight themselves. They will expose themselves. They will destroy themselves. I thought I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. How does God handle resistance? By frustrating it. I frustrate the power, the force, and the people behind your delay and restriction in the name of Jesus. Finally, how does God deal with resistance? By killing it. May God kill anybody stopping you. Amen. You are not saying amen. I can't do burial now. You are saying burial. I don't want to spend money for burial will come. And yeah, that King Uzziah died. I, Isaiah also, among prophets, I saw the Lord. So I pray for you. Power and forces are saying you are not going alive. Say, Nibilomakusi, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. What do we do? You see, I'm finished. Say, thank God. Today, message is very short. Don't worry. You soon go and watch your series film. What do we do? Joshua was resisted despite he was a high priest. Look at that. He was a high, still he was resisted. Why? Because he was clothed with what? Filthy garment. So what do we do? Number one, you must sincerely, when I say sincerely, sincerely, honestly identify your own filthy garment. Do you have character problem? Do you have a dominionist spirit? Are you disobedient? Are you a cheat? When I say cheat, you can cheat anybody. There are some people you can't cheat them twice. It is only small things you'll be cheating. When it's time for beating, they'll say, go and look for a neutral person. What about this one? He's a cheat. John 14:30. I'd like you to read it to yourself. John 14:30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. Just I'm not talking much today. For the prince of this world has come. For this world had nothing on me. And I say, he come to me and found nothing. What does the enemy found in you? I used to tell you, if my enemies are right, may they win. But if they are not right, they will suffer. Their friends will suffer. The people that are accomplished, they will suffer. Their generation will pay for it. And Jesus said, the Son of Man, go as is written. He said, but woe betide anyone. Reading to me yesterday, the TPT, he said, betrayer will die. Make sure there is nothing on you. Somebody say, I hear you. That's why I can't hear somebody's fighting you and I support you or him. I won't support anybody. The best I can do is call the two of them. Let me know what's happening. But no, you take side. You take side on an innocent person. And that is what you do. Most parents today, they are suffering because you took side on the son that was wrong. And the one that was innocent said, Mama, Papa, I'm done with you. And forever, that is it. You're now running around. You have not started running. You're not started running. It's very important you know what filthy garment is on me. God will give us life and time and will break down what was the filthy garment in the life of Joshua. but not today. He's a high priest. So what is the filthy garment in your life? And you are so good about it. But let me tell you, that is why you are restricted in a particular level in life. Can I pray for you? The height you have been praying to get to, Jehovah open the door for you.
Amen.
Number two, what do I do? No matter the restriction. That's why when there's a battle, the first thing I do is I check myself. Am I having a problem? I used to ask a question at home, and they used to laugh, what have I done wrong? Have I really done something wrong? Because if you are wrong, things will go wrong. Can I pray for you? You will not miss it in life. Number two, you must check your life and destroy any hole that the enemy is having. Which area of your life is your weakness? This area you are so weak, you are so vulnerable. Number three, make peace with God. Make peace with God. Hey, that man is saying that you can see nothing will happen. May what happen? 1 million things will happen. When you put your hands on sin deliberately, and a pastor is telling you that nothing will happen. The Bible says your sin. The Bible says the wages of sin. What are you telling me? Read your Bible yourself. So sit down and make peace with God. You know yourself. A wicked man knows he's wicked. Are you listening to me now? So sit down and ask God. You have to settle yourself first before you confront your enemy. Your enemies might have a leg of ground against you because of who you are. Your filthiness, your selfishness, your cheating, your disobedience. May God deliver you from you.
Amen.
Number four. Break down every satanic wall of resistance. You will say, I break down every resistance. Wall of resistance against my life. I break them down. Number five. I'm showing you now. There are some things you do even before you call any pastor. Once you notice that the same thing is happening to you 1, 2, 3 times, no waste time. I don't waste time. Don't waste time. Can't attack it. I needed to travel. I dropped my passport. I told you. I got home that same night. I had a dream. It was a dream. And I saw that the whole tire of my car was removed. What's the meaning of that? No movement. Abby? The next Sunday, I did the right thing. Monday following, Pastor Joshua was sitting in front of me like this when I saw an email. Not at this age. Receive sense. Receive sense. Do you know why the youth of Nigeria cannot win? They are fighting old soldiers. All these people in government, they are what? They are generals in manipulation. You want to do riot? Warn your children. Some will go, they will not return. You want to fight old soldiers? You don't fight them. You fight them on a higher level. You need instruction. That's not where I'm going to. If you are still here, shout hallelujah. Number six. You have started again. What is number one? Sincerely, what is number two? What is number three? What is number four? What is number five? It's what I want to do now. You won. Ask God to show you the way forward. Ask God to do what? I'm not hearing you. You know, some of you don't pray at home. Some of you don't pray at home. You only pray in the church. Even the church prayer, God, you don't go pray. Ask God, show me the way. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. I preached in this church some years ago. I don't know whether you remember, about signs. Give me signs. Most of the time, after I finish praying, I wait for signs. You might not have time for signs, but be praying. But me, I've been praying since, so I have time to watch out for signs. Yes. So, ask God to show you. Give me direction. Somebody say, Father, give me direction. God said, take this way, they block the way. So, it's either God tell you, do like this. Say, go around Jericho. How many times? He said, once every day. And then the last day, do what? So, that's what. So, need divine direction. Pray, and God will direct. Somebody say, I hear you. Very important. Now, number six, do not lower your guard. Don't lower your guard. I love the military for something. Even when they are doing party, you cannot invade them all. Because even as that party is going on, there are snipers everywhere. You do anyhow, you see anyhow. Yes. But civilian, they will be doing party. Everybody is drunk. They with bottle like this, shaking everywhere. And they attack them. Yes, now? Stop living your life like that. Don't lower your guard. Receive power. Receive power. Ah, somebody standing at the bus stop and somebody came. They just stabbed the brother and the brother entered the motor. Just like that. He entered the motor and they took him away. Yes, now? He was standing like this at the bus stop and he just like this. And he just entered the motor in front of everybody. And because they felt nobody know, they went to the second person too. And I said, Abori Iti, Abori Ibale. Why are you hitting me? They said, sorry. And they parked there, catching people like chicken. Do you know my fear? If they hit you, hope you no go follow them. You that you are very wicked. With your big head. Tori Nagbe. Shebi, they passed before. They said, come, you don't want to come in now. Touch and polo. It's touch and polo now. Come and see. 1 Corinthians 16, 8 and 9. I want to show you something there. Look at, you know, verse 9 says, put the verse 9 first. Let me show you something. We used to call verse 9. For a great door, Abby. My customer. For a great door is open unto me. But there are what? Before now, verse 8 now. He says something in verse 8. Look at verse 8. I will tell thee at Ephesus. Before the battle comes, he said, I will tarry and collect more fire. The Pentecost. Find time to tarry. Stop eating on your date of birth. Stop eating. Stop on the day you are born. Stop eating. Now let me tell you. You cannot fast 1 week, 2 weeks. Okay. There is nothing you will not eat. You eat agbado jaye, agbado osu. There is nothing you will not eat. You eat chocolate. You see, you eat bamboo. There is nothing you will not eat. There is nothing you will not eat. And you say you are resisted. You are the one. Your stomach has resisted you. That we are not going anywhere. Now here we go die. Not you in Jesus' name. So remove your eyes from some food. Let the food be sumptuous. Come off from there. Go and buy food. I don't know. Don't lower your guard. I said, 1 hour, if I don't hear anything from you, I'm going to ask God, what's going to happen? How heaven? I'm telling you, 1 hour, 2 hours, I must hear from God. When it becomes very funny, when people are passing like this, God will be telling me now this. I say, okay. I'll be laughing. I'll be telling people. I'll be enjoying myself. And if I don't hear from God, I begin to, have I done anything wrong? Am I too playful? Am I normal? Let me be serious. But you lower your guard. You lose guard. Anybody can talk to you. Anybody can touch you. A few days ago, a man finished a particular Christian fellowship that is to go. Big pastor's fellowship. They shook him. And his body was shaking like this. I said, see yourself. Just shake. Handshake. No friend wants to bat you again. Handshake. They have not slapped you. If they come and spend wrong money for you, but you are high, the money will come, then nothing will happen. You see, we have done everything we know, they will not get you. I'm not here. I said they will not get you. I don't forget what I've told you now. Check your weaknesses. Deal with it. And I've told you, if you are here, you're a young man, you're a girl, you can't do without anyone. Go and marry. See, go to your father and mother. Once they say you can marry, I will marry you on Sunday. So God will make me, I will marry within 5 minutes. You will marry, or you will pack into the man's house. There is no decision. Marry now. But no, with your stupid mustache, you are seeing somebody walking, you are licking your mouth. You are licking shit. You are not saying you are resisted. What is resisting you is what you are licking your mouth for. Doctor. See, looking at you, say, I know her weakness. And they will be telling you, some of you, it is egg. But you don't buy. Egg. I'm telling you, egg. You want us to be watching our destiny here? Some of you, talk. You can talk on the bus stop. I met some of you talking on the bus stop. I went to Oshodi. I came back. You are still Oshodi. Okay. Talking. And you will not say two things twice. What am I saying? Your mouth will be like, as if you put anything right there. You don't say you are resisted. They have not resisted you. The battle is you yourself. Am I the one the body myself? Now I'm showing you, don't lose God. This world is a place of battle. Sweetheart, you are walking on the road. Innocent girl, she's just walking. Somebody's going, this girl find you, and I will get her. Somebody was sending me a message. I listened to the message around 2 o'clock. And I said, I shouldn't have listened to this message. He said, somebody met her and said, Madam, I like you very much, oh, and I like the way you used to talk, and you are happy. He said, they like this way you used to talk. Please, they love people, though, because some people don't have love from their house. So when somebody talks to them outside, they are mad. I like the way you used to talk. And he said, take this thing so that you can be selling. She collected it. And the man came 3 days later and said, I like you. And he said, please, I'm not the kind of, look, sir, be careful. When the man left, she was the one that called the man. The man had his way. She was pregnant. She's now sending message to me. Edakun, what do I do? So I sent message to her. Please, how did you have this number? And number two, which church are you going to? And number three, are you normal? Don't lower your guard. We are in a world of battle. Even to the level of gift, what is this gift for, sir? Let your head be correct. If you are going places in life, there are paths that say you will not even go to a place. But God will give you wisdom more than them. I'm not hearing you. God will make you wiser than them. Teach your children. You bought someone, let me pay for you. Don't pay for me. Thank you, sir. Because a man's gift maketh a room for him. Don't pay for me. When people send money to my account, I begin, who sent this money? Why did you send this money? Because it's coming back. I said, I was the one that sent that money. Said, now this is what I want. So before you come, I have come. Am I teaching somebody here? Am I normal? Are you normal? Is everybody normal? They will not get you. Till now, you are standing at the bus stop doing like this tomorrow. Are you normal? We should talk, change this title to are you normal? So you are doing like this tomorrow. You are saying, I'm available. I'm not singing any song. Come and carry me. That's it now. At your age. On Sunday, we're going home. One man like that on the road. He was doing like this. I said, and I don't know about where the kidnapper. This man, very fat. Idiot. Don't lower your guard. Somebody say, I hear you. Tell your children it's not a sin. Don't talk to stranger. Even the one that's not a stranger that they know that is telling you nonsense. I will tell my daddy for you. I will tell who? For you. I will tell. In a wicked place, but they will not get our children. Finally, the last one. Respond to resistance by covenant. Respond to resistance by covenant. Gather my people unto me. Psalm 50 verse 5. I may sacrifice with me my covenant. It's very important you don't depart from your covenant. Look at me. A lot of things happen to any man, but such nonsense cannot happen to a man with covenant. The portion of the man with covenant is even from the man that doesn't have a covenant. Job said, I've made covenant with my eyes that I will not even look at a woman anyhow. That is why they cannot catch him on that level. Oh my God. You try to go this way, it's not going, it's not good. Switch to covenant. Somebody say, I hear you. People around me will tell you now. Ah, no. You will hear me? I know the button to press. No time to waste time. There are sacrifices you do in order to enter into another level in life. It's not every devil you shout with. You don't have to shout to them. Look at me. What is speaking for you in the presence of God as I'm talking now? What is speaking for you and now? See, what touches others and bring them down cannot touch a child of covenant. You can't bring him down. You can only shake him. I was telling a particular woman, I said, Madam, the Lord said, you are selling fighting a battle for you. I said, don't explain anything. The Lord said, she go home. The Lord said, he's fighting your battle for you. All the people troubling you, all of them, one by one, they'll begin to suffer. And he said, sir, I said, don't say anything, just go. She said, that's my problem now. My children, they are the one. I said, they will suffer. Do you know why? This woman has used all her life. Their church, she was the one that bought the land. She was the one that bought the canopy. No, that canopy. Now the children rose up against her, saying she's a witch. I said, they will suffer. What is speaking for you? If only you know what is speaking for me, you will respect me. I'm asking. You block my way here, block my way here. I know what to do. Ask people around me. I know what to do now. Psalm 74 verse 20. They say you will travel. You carry prophecy. Things are not working. You should know what to do. Psalm 74 verse 20. We'll read KJV and we'll read good news and we'll get out of here. Have respect. See, even demons, the heavens, the earth, the waters, have respect unto the covenant. Look at it. Have respect unto where? Why? Now, immediately after the covenant, there's a colon. It's not joke. Respect covenant. The thing will happen to this one, not be this one. The dark place of the world is full of terrible things. But the people that carry covenant, you will escape it. Read for me good news before we pray. 74 verse 20. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. Why? Rise on your feet and let us pray. The first thing we have to do here this morning is to identify our filthy garment I don't know the physical garments in your life, but you need to identify them. Pray with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. That voice is not good. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every filthy garment in my life. Now you know them. Your weaknesses. Of you is anger. Of you is bitterness. Yes. Some of you is cheating people. Some of you is adultery. Every filthy garment in my life. Oh Lord, today, remove them for me. This filthy garment, they are the thing that is making you to be resisted. Father, remove them. Lift up your voice and pray. I know you will not pray. I know you will not pray. The filthy garment in your life. You talk anyhow to people. This is a filthy garment. They are not praying. You are mentioning it silently. The filthy garment in my life. Father, let them catch fire. Let the garment catch fire. Let the garment catch fire. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, behind every resistance, there is either a demon or a person. Say after me, say, any demon.
Any demon.
Not hearing you. Why am I not hearing you? But say, any demon.
Any demon.
Say, any power.
Any power.
Resisting my next level. Resisting my breakthrough. Say, let me hear you say, any demon.
Any demon.
Say, any power. Say, any person resisting my achievement, resisting my greatness in life, be roasted by fire. I thought you are going to pray. I thought you are going to pray. I thought you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Cry to God. Everybody cry to God. Loud. Say after me. Say, Lion of Judah. Say it again. Say, Lion of Judah. Break every resistance in my life. Lift up your voice and pray. Spiritual resistance. Financial resistance. Marital resistance. Break them, Lord. Break every resistance. Break every resistance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody was asking me from Tunisia. I said, how did you break through? They will ask you, how did you break through? How did you break through? They will ask you, how did you break through? I must break through. If I break through, you will break through too. Lift up your voice and shout with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shout, by the blood of Jesus. Anywhere they have gathered to resist me, Lord, take them away one after the other. Will you lift up your voice and pray? Are you praying here? One after the other. One after the other. They resist your business. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Take this from me for free. Take this from me for free. Anybody planted in your life to resist you, the Lord will send them away. Let us pray from Isaiah 45. Please help me put Isaiah 45 there. I shall pray for him. Thus said the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have hold to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him The two who left God, gate, and the gate shall not be shut. Now I pray for you, your gate will no longer be shut. Verse 2. I will go before thee. Point your hand forward and shout and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. If God is going before you, which resistance will stand? Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gate, Abi. You say, I will go before you. Lift up, say, after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, go before me. Are you really praying? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, go before me. Make every crooked plan and every crooked way be made plain. Remove problem from my way. Oh, yeah, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the verse 2 back there. He said, I will go before thee. Look at it. And make the crooked places, that means all the nonsense way, all the potholes, the Lord said he will remove from it. All things that are causing go slow, the Lord will remove from your way. He said, I will break in pieces the gate of brass. Any gate stopping you, Jehovah will remove them. You don't want my prayer, no problem. I say, any gate stopping you, Jehovah will remove them. You come to church, you get carried away. I don't know what is carrying you away to here. I say, any gate stopping you, Jehovah will remove them. And cut asunder the bars of iron. It is after this what will happen. Number 3, then I will give to you. So there's something God wants to give to you. Look at it. For before he give to you, he asked to go with you. He asked to remove gates. He said, I will give to you the treasures of darkness. I was there with pastor. Money is not in the light. And we call one of our banker. I said, where is money? He did like this. Mommy Osage, when you are in the bank, is money outside? He said, I will give to you the treasures of darkness. Darkness. That is why people enter into culture. Because they believe that there is money in the dark. Yes, there is money in the dark, but God will bring it out for you. And hidden riches. Money is hidden. No, I've not come to your house and I see money on the table. Money is hidden. Where did you hide money? Some of you are having money there. You kept it inside your pants to church. Yes, in hidden riches, secrets, places, darkness, hidden, secret, darkness, hidden, secret. Why? Darkness, hidden, secret. Let me pray on top of your head. Wherever your money is, Jehovah bring it out for you. Your amen is very sluggish. Wherever your breakthrough is, Jehovah will bring it out for you. I am still praying for somebody. Wherever your blessing is, the Lord will bring them out for you. You can't get it yourself. That's why I say, I will go before you. This week, Jehovah go before you. Jehovah collect it for you. Jehovah give it to you. Jehovah make you smile. Jehovah make you fulfill. Every resistance to your life, you are breaking them. I say you are breaking the resistance. From your father's side, you are breaking them. From your mother's side, you are breaking them. In your environment, you are breaking them. Resistance in your life, you are breaking them. Financial resistance, you are breaking them. Spiritual resistance, you are breaking them. Marital, material, you are breaking them. I'm not hearing you. You are breaking them. From the COVID, you are breaking them. From witchcraft place, you are breaking them. Wherever they have decided you are not going, you are breaking through. They will hear that you have gone. They will hear that you have married. You don't need my prayer here. They will hear that you have showed it. They will hear that you have fulfilled your destiny. And there is nothing they are going to do about it. And anybody that wants to take you back again shall die. Oh my God, I said they will die. Anointing to prosper, come upon your head. Come upon your life. Come upon your destiny. You will not suffer. You will not go back to square one. If I'm praying for you, let me know. I say you will not go back to square one. Whoever was your friend before and they turn to enemy, they are very, very brutal because they believe they know everything about you. Jehovah will confuse them. I said Jehovah will confuse them. They know where you go on Monday. They know where you are on Tuesday. They know where you are on Wednesday. They know where you are on Thursday. They know where you are where on Friday. But I pray for you. Jehovah will confuse them. They said, once we cannot get her, let us kill him or kill her. Anybody looking for you with death, as they are going looking for you, death will meet them on their way. I say you don't want prayer. I say as they are looking for you with death, death will meet them on their way. And I pray for you, as you keep trusting God, you will not be put to shame. You will not be disappointed. Jehovah will surprise you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and thank him. Lift your hands and thank him. You will no longer be resisted. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Jam your hands together to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.